The European Commission is forecasting a sharp drop in economic growth here next year, but says we'll avoid a recession despite economic contraction for the Eurozone as a whole. A Commission report today says high energy costs and households' reduced purchasing power will tip the EU into recession in the last 3 months of this year and the first quarter of 2023. But it says the Irish economy will continue to grow, although more slowly. Economic headwinds, of course, already hit the technology sector here, with the Industrial Development Authority, which is responsible for inward investment, today saying it's actively engaged with tech companies and is in close contact with the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. Donal Travers is IDA Ireland's Head of Technology, Consumer and Business. He joins the studio. Very good afternoon to you, Mr. Travers, and welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon, Ben.
We've had these series of announcements and warnings given by technology companies here this week and over recent weeks. At this stage, do you and the IDA have a handle on the number of jobs being lost in the technology sector in the weeks ahead?
I think, Brian, what we have is a situation where we've had a sector that's been growing for the last 20 years. And in fact, Ireland has been building a technology ecosystem for over 60 years at this stage. We have clients that are, and particularly large strategic and pretty scaled clients here that have been growing for 20, 30, 40, 50, and in some cases over 60 years in the case of a number of clients. And we're at a stage now where there's a moment that some clients are taking stock and reducing their cost base globally. And Ireland is taking a share of that. And that will result in some job losses among some of our clients
here. And do you have a number for that?
We know what the current number is for those that have published that number or that have said that number to the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. But in terms of looking forward, the numbers...
And sorry, just to stick on that, for example, Twitter have told you how many people are going
to
be let go?
What Twitter have said is that they're looking at global headcount reduction. That hasn't been finalised for Ireland yet, and that's normal for the case of these signals that are given, where companies say that they're going to be reducing their costs at a global level, mm-hmm. and where Ireland is impacted. In this case, Ireland is taking its share the same as any other location that they have around the world, whether it's in San Francisco or London or wherever else. But the important thing is that, you know, this is, you know, companies are looking at their valuations, they're looking mm-hmm. at their revenues, and they're rebalancing some of their costs in line with that. That will mean that some people, unfortunately, are laid off.
So just to come back to my question, what is the number at this stage? And I think we all understand there's a lack of clarity around some of these announcements, but what has been confirmed in terms of job layoffs?
Well, I can't share a specific number for that company right now, but in terms of the overall numbers, in most cases, and it's important to remember, there's just been a handful of companies mm-hmm. that have spoken about layoffs so far. And in most cases, those layoffs are in the range of 10 to 15% of their global workforce. And Ireland is taking a very similar share. And I think that'd be the same with any company.
So several hundred, perhaps, maybe higher?
No, I don't think so. Not at this case. But we're obviously, from an IDA perspective, we're staying very close to our client base. But it's important to put this into context, Brian. You know, this is an industry that's been building successfully for over 60 years, and particularly for the last 20 years. There will be stages in that growth when there are moments like this where there is a little bit of contraction, but in the long term, the growth is very solid.
It's a week ago today that Elon Musk announced his redundancy, talking about half the workforce being let go in Twitter. And a week on, neither yourselves nor the department, nor maybe even Twitter themselves, can tell you what will be the impact of that on the Irish workforce, 500 people here.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to remember, just a week ago as well, we were announcing 500 new jobs in the tech space in Cork as well. So just to put it into context, you know, we're announcing new investments the whole time. But in a lot of cases where these global actions are taken, it does take time for the detail to be worked out. And in fairness, and I think the Minister for Finance mentioned it this morning, dealing with employees with compassion and clarity is really important. And sometimes it takes time to work through how many will be laid off in any one company.
Just in relation to Twitter, Elon Musk has been saying just in the last 24 hours, he's been telling staff the economic picture is dire, he says. Twitter doesn't have the cash to survive. He's talking perhaps about bankruptcy for the company. Mm. Are you concerned about the future of the remaining jobs in Twitter here?
Listen, I can't comment about any one client in particular, Brian, but, you know, there clearly are headwinds out there, and you know, whether that's inflation or rising energy prices, you know, and those headwinds impact on the client base in general, and you know, companies will be impacted from time to time. But what I can talk about is, from a technology perspective, the tech sector here has been here for a long, long time, mm-hmm. and it will be here for a long, long time, and the growth prospects are very good. Just last month, it's important to kind of sit back and look at some of the higher level information. Gartner, which is probably the most respected forecaster of tech trends out there, said that the tech sector will grow by over 5% in 2023. And that speaks very favourably to the tech base and to the clients in Ireland that we support that, that feed into tech base.
Their long-term future, you would argue, is much more hopeful. But for example, Intel, which is one of the biggest private employers in the country, 5,000 people, most of them out there at the huge plant in Leixlip in West Dublin, North Kildare. It's looking to make $10 billion in cost savings, and it said that it will tell the workforce here what the implications will be for jobs at that plant, I think in the next number of weeks. Now, you're in close contact with their client companies. Yep. Intel is one of the biggest. What are they saying to you?
Well, you know, again, I'm very slow to comment on any one particular company because that wouldn't be fair to the workers themselves or not something that we can do anyway. Mm. But I think in one thing I can say, I think those cost savings, and in any case, are that those cost savings are taken over many, many years, not all in one go. But again, you know, if you look at all of our clients, from time to time, they do reduce their cost, and that does result in some temporary contraction. But over the long term, the growth is consistent. And so if you look at Intel over a long period of time, they've invested over 30 billion euros, or they will have by the time they complete their current investment. The investment will be over 30 billion euros in the
Irish economy. But you do anticipate, do you, that there will be some job losses in Intel?
Well, I think all we can see is what Intel has said publicly at this stage, that they are looking at some contraction. And, you know, I don't think anybody knows what the impact of that will be right now. But again, I should say that Ireland remains a really stable and important location for these companies, really strategic location.
Yeah, there have been, Donal Travers, something of the order of 100,000 layoffs globally in the technology sector this year. That's according to the website layoffs.fyi.
Yeah.
Are there more to come?
I think it would be hard to say with any degree of certainty what level of layoffs will come, Brian. But in the context of the headwinds that we talked about a little bit earlier, and the trends in the global economy that are being talked about, you know, I think we will see further layoffs. But, you know, if you look at the recent layoffs that have been announced, the share that Ireland is taking is consistent with what's been taken in other parts of the world, mm-hmm. in their office in San Francisco, in London, or in Paris or Berlin or wherever. And so I don't think we'll see a huge impact in Ireland, or at least an impact beyond anywhere else in the world.
I mean, the issue in relation to technology seems to have been well diagnosed at this stage. There's been a flow of cheap money, and that's now coming to an end, which has funded a lot of the expansion of this particular sector. Economic growth is slowing, or in some cases contracting, as we'll hear in a moment, is expected in the EU, in the Eurozone. And tech firms, particularly that depend on advertising, businesses like Meta and Twitter, they are particularly vulnerable, aren't they?
I think in the short term, what we've seen is companies that are closest to the consumer are definitely impacted. And that's, you know, I think we've seen this in terms of global trends, in which you're probably going to talk about in a second. You know, consumer demand is softening, and that does result in advertisers contracting as well. But again, this is a short-term measure, short-term contraction, but there would be long-term growth, long-term, medium and long-term growth. So, you know, what I would say to anybody looking at the tech sector is that the factors that feed into the long-term growth of the technology sector are really solid. So the pace of digital transformation is there for the long term. That's not going anywhere. The transition to cloud infrastructure and cloud services, that requires a whole slew of investments and new job creation that will be fulfilled. And Ireland, again, will benefit from that, again, in the medium to long term.
Each company, of course, has its own particular challenges. Meta, in relation to what's the metaverse, which has sapped a lot of confidence in that company. Twitter, obviously, being taken over by Elon Musk. Apple, for example, again, a big employer. I think it's 6,000 jobs in this country, most of those in Cork. Big manufacturing operation, but a lot of concerns about their supplies from China because of the COVID lockdown. And the concern that Apple might be selling a lot fewer iPhones next year, be returning a lot less profitability.
Yeah, and as I clearly can't comment on an individual company, Brian, but what I can say is, you know, I mentioned those companies that are close to the end consumer probably will feel challenges earlier than others.
And Apple is one of those.
But possibly. But listen, at the end of the day, you know, companies, you know, there is volatility in the global landscape right now, and we can't get away from that. What Ireland offers is a really stable environment. And I think the benefit of having government policy that over a long, long term has been really stable and predictable benefits our clients and the companies that we're out talking to every day around the world.
Just a final question about the impact of all this on profitability. What is the IDA saying to the government about the impact on the profits of tech companies, of these headwinds, as we've described them? We know that 10 companies here account for more than half the corporate tax receipts in any given year. They're not all technology companies, but there's a sizable number of technology companies believed to be part of it. How much and how quickly could those profits shrink?
Yeah, I think so. The first thing I think to say there, Brian, is from an IDA perspective, our role and our mandate is really clear, and that's to win investment and win investment that creates long-term sustainable jobs in the economy and jobs that create value for families and individuals in the economy. As a side effect of that, it does create additional spillover benefits in the economy that include taxation. It's probably fair if I was to say that that question would be better directed at revenue, but from our perspective in terms of winning investment...
But you're the ones who are in contact with these companies. You have good, clear visibility on how they're trading. You know, when Leo Varadkar says to you, where do we stand in relation to the profitability of these businesses? What do you tell them?
What we can tell them is, from a global perspective, obviously profits are under a little bit of pressure right now, so that, you know, that may have an impact on profits that ultimately are paid in Ireland. But what we do tell the Taoiseach every day is about, you know, what our prospects are for winning new investments, for maintaining existing investments, for the transformation of those investments in the economy, and for winning new jobs. And the short to long term forecast for those is actually very strong, and we're very focused on that mandate.
Donal Travers from IDA Ireland, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme. Well, let's return to those forecasts today from the European Commission for the EU and the Eurozone for the remainder of this year and into 2023. Robert Short has been looking at what the Commission has been saying. Overall, they are forecasting, Robert, a contraction, a recession in the Eurozone towards the end of this year and into next year. But they're saying actually that growth will continue in the Irish economy.
Yeah, so basically what the Commission is saying is the majority of member state countries and both the euro area and the euro and the EU economies as a whole, they're already in recession because it's the last 3 months of this year. And that will continue into next year. You'll have two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which is the definition of a recession. And then I suppose more importantly is that they're forecasting as a whole next year that growth across the euro area and the EU will be an anemic 0.3%. And that the recovery isn't going to be nothing like the kind of recovery that we saw from COVID. Looking ahead to 2024, they're forecasting growth of just 1.5% in the euro area and 1.6%. Why? Because they believe that higher energy prices are going to be entrenched in the economy. And that's something I suppose we should all be concerned about. Now, when it comes to Ireland, they have downgraded the forecast for growth compared to the official forecast that we got from the Department of Finance at budget time and from the likes of the central bank. But they are still forecasting growth. So whereas the government had penned in 10% growth this year, the commission are saying it's going to be more like 7.9%. So that's still a significant growth in the economy. But next year, they're forecasting that to go down to 3.2% versus where the government believes the economy will be, which is 4.7%. Now, going from almost 8% to just over 3% doesn't, to me, imply a recession. But the commission doesn't break down their forecast for the economy per quarter. They're only doing that for the EU and the euro area as a whole. And of course, the other thing to mention is that these are GDP, and we all know that GDP is a very unreliable indicator for where the Irish economy is going, because it includes the performance of all of these tech companies you've just been talking about and the profits that those tech companies make, and that doesn't always reflect the situation on the ground. It's important, I suppose, maybe just to refer back again to the forecast made at budget time. There was a big drop. The government has already considered that the domestic economy will go from about 7.7% this year down to 1.2% next year. So there's already a big drop in the domestic economy penciled in. And we did hear from the Minister for Finance earlier this week, where he acknowledged that there was a risk of recession in Ireland. So far, these figures from the Commission don't imply necessarily a recession in Ireland, but it can't be ruled out, particularly when it comes to the domestic economy.
Robert Short, very good. Thank you for that.